Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I think the really important thing to note here is the consistency with vilification matters is how seriously we take them. They're incredibly important integrity investigation processes for us because this is not something that we want to hear or see on the field, off the field, or in fact in society. And we take all vilification matters incredibly seriously. In terms of comparing and contrasting, we investigate all these matters individually and we make sure that any sanction is connected to the incident that we are investigating and that we are dealing with. And that's what we'll be doing here in the Jeremy Finlayson matter.
As an industry and as a community and society, we've come a long, long way. So I think these incidents probably highlight just how far we've come because, you know, 30 years ago, no one would have batted an eyelid. There's always going to be transgressions and people are and players are humans and they're going to make mistakes. It's what we learn from it and how we respond and react going forward.
So Brad Scott and Laura Kane, the footy boss yesterday, Brad Scott as well. So we now know Finlayson's got the three and there is this willingness from many to put it alongside the Clarko sanction from the St Kilda game and say, well, hang on, that doesn't make any sense. There's a statement that the AFL have put out to support the decision, and the person we hear from in that statement is the AFL General Counsel, Stephen Mead. Do we need to hear again from Laura Kane? And what she said there made total sense to me. They look at each case on its merits and take into account what's been said and kind of how it's been said, what words were used, and the tone in which they were directed, and all of that. And that is exactly how it should be. But for a lot of us, Keith, the Clarko punishment, penalty, and the Finlayson one just don't quite line up.
No.
Because we don't know enough to make it make sense of it in our own heads.
No, that's right. And
do we need to hear more?
I don't know what more they could possibly say than what they've already said.
Does the word matter?
I think that what people want to hear is their explanation of why there's a difference between the suspensions.
That's what they want. Yeah, that's right.
But I think that they've come out and said exactly like Laura just said, is that we take it all on its own merits. I think you articulated it well by saying that there are some differences and therefore there will be some differences in the penalties that are handed out. Now, I only found out today exactly what was said. You told me. And comparing that to what Clarko said, they're both inappropriate. It's a little uncomfortable for me to say it because they're both, they're in the same genre, I suppose, of vile things that you can say. But I actually think there is a difference, Andy, because one particular slur, it's categoric. There is no ifs, buts, or maybes about it in any context under any circumstances.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one, you're not supposed to say it, and Clarko got his whack. But to me, there is a difference. Now, I'm opening myself up to criticism here, but I'm trying to find the right ways to articulate what I'm trying to say, but it's just to me, there is a bit of a difference. I don't know how to properly explain it. Why?
Ian Roberts, I think the gay rugby league footballer who's been out and open for a long time now, he's a far better voice to listen to on a subject like this than you and me, who we don't really know what it's like to be on the receiving end of this stuff, right?
Well, I do. I've been educated enough to know that it's inappropriate.
Oh, no, no.
And deserves to be fined.
No question
about
that.
And sanctions should be put in place.
No question about that.
Which they were, and I fully support both of them.
No, absolutely no question about that. The data is irrefutable and should be read and should be consumed and should be understood. But he said the way the two words that are central to this, outside of the behaviour, which is all wrong and reprehensible, is the C word and the F word, right, when it comes to homophobic slurs. And Ian Roberts said the F word gets spat out. The way it gets spat at you, there is a venom and a viciousness attached to that word, and I'm paraphrasing what he said here, that hits and
in
hurts.
In any context.
That hits and hurts harder than most other homophobic slurs you can be on the end of.
Yep.
So maybe the AFL has taken all of that into account, all of the bits and pieces into account, what they know was said, and we don't necessarily know. Mm. And that's what's weighed into the different penalties that have been issued to both men. That's where we're at, unless the AFL want to come out and explain it in more clarity and more detail. So we've got a deeper understanding of where they sat on the whole thing. This is probably the best we can do to have the conversations that people sort of want to have about this stuff. It's 7 minutes to 4.